So we love you, Pastor, and we just want to honor you today. And so Pastor Luke is going to come right now, and he's got some stuff for us. Pastor Luke.
Hey, guys. How you doing? For those of you who don't know me, my name is Pastor Luke. I do the young adults on Friday nights here at The Rock. I also do the television services. That's why my face isn't always known, because I'm always back in the control room. It's my honor, it's my privilege to co-host tonight with my brother-in-law, Pastor Dan, and to honor Dad. And what we're going to do first is I want to bring you guys through a journey in time. As you came through the service, you might have saw a little timeline out there with some pictures of Pastor Jim and Pastor Deborah. I think it'll be out there in the foyer afterwards, some embarrassing ones of, you know, the mullet and the ducktail and the, you know, wicker baseball. So there's some fun stuff. So I want to take you guys just back as a journey in time starting in 1945. On August 6, 1945, a United States bomber dropped a new type of bomb on the city of Hiroshima, Japan, signaling the end of the Second Great War. Just 13 days later, a new type of bomb was birthed. That bomb was known as James Cobray. Traveling on in time, in 1964, an English pop band named The Beatles produced an album called Introducing the Beatles and Meet the Beatles, with songs such as I Wanna Hold Your Hand and I Saw Her Standing There. That very same year, James Cobray started his baseball career. In 1969, Deborah Burkhart, a.k.a. Deborah Larson, a.k.a. Deborah Cobray, a.k.a. Pastor Deborah, had her first daughter, Miranda Jane Burkhart. In 1978, James Cobray owned a State Farm insurance agency, drove himself a fly Cadillac, and proposed to Deborah Larson, a shy blonde girl he met while attending church. In 1979, oh, I'm sorry, I skipped one. Let me skip back one. I'm sorry, Kim. In 1974, we're journeying back in time. In 1974, James Cobray had his first daughter, Kimberly K. Cobray. We like to call her Kimmy. That was just for you. In 1979, James and Deborah wed. And in November of that very same year, they had their first daughter together, Jessica Joy Cobray. Shortly thereafter, Mount St. Helens blew her top in Washington. This was a sign of many more eruptions to follow. In 1982, Pastors Jim and Deborah started Los Angeles Church, and they founded Lake Arrowhead Christian Fellowship. And in 1983, this is my favorite one, in 1983, James and Deborah Cobray had their first and their only son, Luke Stephen Cobray. He was their best child. In 1988, Pastor Jim Cobray ventured off to the mission field, visiting Nigeria, Africa. Shortly thereafter, he realized that he was not called to the mission field. That same year, he started the Rock Christian Center. In 1992, Pastor Jim's first grandchild was born, Parker Bassett. That's Miranda Bosman's first son. This was the first of 10, soon to be 11. 1998, Pastor Jim changed the name of the Rock Christian Center to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. In 2000, Pastor Jim started to ski. In 2003, just remember that one. In 2003, the Rock Church and World Outreach Center moved into this building we're in right now. In 2007, after suffering an embarrassing skiing accident, which I quote, may have been caused by his son-in-law, Richie, Pastor Jim stops skiing. In 2008, Pastor Jim bought a boat. In 2009, Pastor Jim gave that boat away. In 2009, Pastor Jim bought another boat. And in 2010, Pastor Jim sold that boat. And here we are today, the day before his birthday, celebrating Pastor Jim's 65th birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
Thank you, Pastor Luke. You know, it's just amazing to see the love and support of all the family members and everybody who is, you know, just been a part of wanting to wish. We had people from all over the world that wish they could have been here. And but there was a couple in particular that wanted to film a video for you and just express their love to you. And actually, I think they're your best friends, the way that they talk on the video. I mean, I didn't even realize this relationship was this strong. And so they recorded this video here at The Rock. They came in and spent a day here and just expressed their love and gratitude. So you know what? I'll just let them speak for themselves. Check out the overhead screens and watch this.
Actually, it's not just Pastor Jim. It's like a couple's thing. And we spend so much time together as couples. We double date.
Yeah, all the time.
Wear matching outfits, stuff like that.
We're like BFFs, him and I, but like in a man way.
Like it's really mannish. Yeah. Like not like BFFs. And it's really like we refer to them as our BFFEFs, which is best friend forever, eternally, forever.
Yeah, that's true.
It's deep. It's a very deep relationship.
Yeah. They really, yes. We spent like the last 20 years with every birthday. He calls me on the phone.
Yeah.
And he, you know, hey,
that's true.
Can we do something together?
We vacation together. We have nickname. Is that? Tell him I said hi.
Pastor Jay. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Hey, BFF, how are you? Oh, yes. Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you. Oh, my day's been great. Uh-huh. Really? Excuse me. Ma? Hello? Ma? Ma, why'd you call me? You just embarrassed me. Gotta go. Bye. Sorry, I thought it was Pastor Jim. Oh, yeah, you know what? We've spent the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Every
Hawaii.
I mean, Hawaii was amazing.
Birthday. Oh my gosh.
It was so much fun.
You know, we
wear the same shirts.
Do you remember when we went to their house? Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was so cool. That was so much fun.
Tell the story.
Well, no, you do it.
Okay. We had t-shirts made, and we had our picture on it, and like, yeah, totally true. And we had their picture on it too, and it said BFFEFs. And so we decided that we would go to the house and surprise them with the t-shirts. And well, when we got there, the gate was locked, and we wanted to surprise them, so we just scaled the gate, like totally up and over. It was awesome.
My shoulders still hurt.
I sprained my ankle, but it's cool.
It was cool.
And so we went and we rang the bell, and Pastor Jim opened the door, and we were like, surprise! And he's so funny because he looked at us and he was like, Daddy, call 911. And we were like, what?
Yeah. Well, he thought we were this close
to getting arrested.
And then he slammed the door shut. And then remember that? We came back 10 minutes later in police uniforms and rang the bell. And he opened the door.
It was so funny. Yeah, and we were like, ah. And so, they're rascals. Like, nobody even knows how funny they are.
Tell them about this last vacation we went with them.
It really wasn't.
That was
awful.
Funny, though.
When Pastor Jim said 2 weeks on a boat is too long, like, I was like this over the rail the whole time. You know, I was sick. And then Willie spent the whole time trying to fix the shower. I mean, really, that's
remember,
all we did
remember
was
Remember that
work.
One day when there was like a shark frenzy in the water? And they were just
and he pushed you in.
And then he pushed me in and started laughing. He was so funny.
And Pastor Jim was like, Jim, help him out. Don't do that.
Lost my leg that day.
It was close. Good thing you can swim like really fast.
Yeah.
You have arm strength to pull yourself back up. But
he was praying for forgiveness, but he was laughing at the same time. He's such a funny man. They're great.
Like they're rascals. Like, good times. Good times.
He's always asking me to help him with sermons.
But tell the story about like why. I mean, I know Pastor Jim shared about selling the boat, but there's actually a story about that, and it's.
Yeah, we told him, you know, you should really. Boating is not for us. For Carrie and I, we don't like boating. And we just don't like it. We felt like
if you're
going to
hang with
boat.
Us, it's going to be on dry land.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And he made the phone call. And it just happened just like that.
Because we mean more to them.
They're our BFFs. I mean, I could go on and on.
BFFs.
We mean more
to them than that boat.
Yeah.
And so. Mm-hmm.
Like we run
him,
all the time
that's
together.
That's a sacrifice. Yeah.
And they're always looking for us.
Yeah. Funny too is this, you won't know about them. They love to play games, but they're funny because they're kind of juvenile. Like they love to play like hide and seek. like and in the tag.
Mall. Like in the mall, like we'll chase them and then they'll hide.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And like tag.
We find them.
And they're fast.
Yeah, they are. They are. But we're preparing them because there are people out there that are, they want to stalk them for their birthdays and stuff.
Yeah, like real stalkers.
Yeah,
like,
we're not stalkers. But we help them. We train them. They're like in training with us.
Yeah.
Because we're like friends like that.
There are people that follow them. And Willie's taken a few out on his behalf.
Yeah.
But, I think that's what the whole, you know, the game thing is about, is that they like to practice. They get in the clothes racks and we're like, oh, there you are, you know. So they need to be... aware of who's around them and stuff. But we're always, I mean, really, we're always there.
I mean, look at the outfit. You look just like Pastor Debbie.
I know. Like,
so cool.
It's very Pastor Debbie-ish.
Cool.
I took it out of her closet the day we were there.
Pastor Jim and I look alike.
That's a true story.
No, they do. Like, just last week.
That's
like,
why
excuse me, Pastor
head.
Jim, Pastor Jim. And I'm like, oh, and they really think we look alike because
when you
friends.
Hang out with people for a long time, you start to look like each other. And naturally, we've formed a bond because good-looking people like to hang out with other good-looking people.
Yeah.
And
oh yes, that's true.
No, I mean, and I'm not saying that we're good-looking. Like,
and I will prove.
I am not saying that we're good-looking because
we're not.
There's evidence of that. Like when we go out, people stare, they point, and. It's because we're such a good-looking group.
They're always pointing at us, like when we're chasing them and stuff.
Yeah,
and they
laugh. But I think
because they're jealous.
I don't say jealous, but that's like not even like Christian-like.
Oh, are you kidding me? Every time they leave their house like this, looking for us. They really are looking for us. Like in the mall, they're like this. I hear them say, "Are they here? Where are they?" Because they're looking for us. And we'll be hiding somewhere and we'll hear them talking about us. Where are they? All the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
They do. They look for us. And we're usually always in the same spot. Like the same bush in front of the house every time. Like, really?
What?
Figure it out. You know? They're...
Because they just love what they
so
play.
Funny. We love them. Well, you know what? I just want them to know that we love them. And no matter what, we're always going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, we're always going to have his
happy,
back.
Happy, happy birthday. You know, I know you probably want to spend this birthday again with us again.
Yeah.
But I think really, you know what? You need to open your house and your heart to others. It's not all about Carrie and I. And, you know, I know
you. And we love you. Yeah. No, we love you. But just branch out a little.
Yeah.
Branch out.
That's Willie and Carrie right there, right behind Pastor Jim. Wow, how do you follow that, huh? There's so many people, especially on staff around the church, that wanted to say happy birthday to Pastor Jim. Some of them came tonight. There's pastors who we'll see later on tonight also who wanted to drop a line. But there was just so many people on the staff and the children's and the youth that couldn't be here tonight, being that they're in the children's ministry or they're in the youth, that they wanted to say happy birthday. So we put together a little happy birthday video just for you, Pastor Jim. Check it out.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Enjoy your 65th birthday. It's going to be a knockout.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim. We love you. Well, I love you. So.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim, from all of us to you.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Two, three.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim. We love you.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim, from Leanne and I.
Why are we?
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Wait. Pastor Deborah's right there.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim!
Feliz cumpleaños, Pastor Jim!
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim!
Happy birthday to you!
All right. Well, we thought that during this time, the family, this is all of the family except Henny and Miranda, and their boys couldn't be here tonight. They're going to give you a call tomorrow, but they love you, and they sent their happy birthday wishes. They wanted to be here. But we thought that we would lead the entire family in singing happy birthday, and then we have a special song, too. So. Yeah, we won't do it slow. So we're going to sing the Pastor Deborah version of Happy Birthday, which means we all got to get a little bit ADD, okay? Yeah. Can you guys go there with me? You got to be a little bit faster on the Happy Birthday song, okay? This is let me show you unacceptable. Happy birthday. That's unacceptable. We can't do that, okay? So we're going to speed it up, okay? One, two, three, four. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pastor Jim. Happy birthday to you. And here's Pastor Deborah, a.k.a. everything else, who's going to lead us in another song. This is a family tradition.
Yeah, we have a family tradition at our house, and we have this little red plate that says you're a special person. And then the birthday person gets the special plate, and we have a birthday dinner and a family dinner. And so this is our family song. So would you like to join us in our family song?
We have the
song?
Lyrics on the screen.
So we have the words up there. So, but nothing's ever slow at our house. You do know that Carrie and Willie were kidding, don't you know that? Okay, so we have to. You guys want to stand up? Okay, I'm going to show you how to do this. And then you got to go, when you go, you're a special person, you're a special person, you're a special person, and we love you, you have to go like this, two, three. Okay, so let's try it. Ready? A one and a two and da, da, da. Okay, you got the foot thing going. You know, da, one, two, three. Okay, ready? Okay, so here we go. A one and a two and a one, two, three, go. You're a special person. There's no one like you. Your name is Jimmy and we love you. Jesus died to save you and he loves you too. You're a special person. You're a special person. You're a special person and we love you. Woo!
And in addition to that, some of the people that came in tonight, maybe some of you guys out there, we had some giant cards made up, and we thought that we would have your BFFEFs come and bring it out. And so they've got some nice cards with some statements that some of the congregation wrote out to you, some little notes of encouragement and love. So where are they at? Are they back there? Are they there? Come on, bring them out, guys. It's okay. Here they come. So we got some. Come on. Don't be shy. All right. Come on. So they got the giant cards for Pastor Jim. So go ahead. You can take them to him. And on the inside, you notice people wrote some nice notes for you. And so you can read those. And that's just our way of saying we love you. And we wanted to give you some encouragement and some love from the family. Okay? So those are there for you. So why don't you guys go ahead and take those back to their seat. Okay? All right. Thank you, family. Well, like I mentioned, there's some guests that wanted to be here tonight, but they couldn't make it. And so what we did was we asked some of the guests if they were able to, if they could give us some video greetings. And you'll notice some of these greetings are from ministers in the U.S. as well as around the world that wanted to send some of their love and send their greetings to Pastor Jim. So check out the overhead screens.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, big guy. We love you. You are the absolute best. We miss you a lot.
Hey, it's a big birthday to celebrate for an amazing, big, amazing, wonderful pastor. Have the very, very best year ever. We love you here in Canada, and I wish we were there celebrating with you.
Hello, Jim. Happy birthday. Becky and I want to wish you birthday greetings. God bless you today.
Have a great day, Jim.
Pastor Jim, how can we fully express our appreciation to you on your 65th birthday? What a milestone. You have impacted my life. You have changed the lives of so many people. God's used you to make a big difference in your 65 years. And just know that we love you, we celebrate with you, and remember that age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. God bless you, Pastor Jim. Happy birthday.
Hey there, Pastor Jim. I can't believe you're 65.
I can't.
Honestly, you are one of my most favorite people. You've just been so embracing and warm and loving to Paul and I, and we are better people for knowing you.
65, actually, I thought you might have been 70.
Don't
no,
be rude.
Be rude, Pastor Jim. You are amazing. In fact, not a day over 65, and we love you. We really do love you. You're an uncle, you're a mentor, you're just a fellow minister that we do receive so much from, and we love you. Happy, happy birthday.
Okay, something's wrong here, Jim. You can't be 65 years old. Come on, you act like a 40-year-old. You look like a swinging 29 California dude who's on the beach and surfs and goes sailing all the time. You are not 65. But anyway, you and Deborah are our dear, dear friends. We're so proud. And you know what, Jim? I just know this, that looking at you being 65, it just gives me great, great hope for the next 15, 20 years for me. I love you guys so much. We love being with you. And I hope you have a great, great day on your 65th birthday.
Pastor Jim, Sandy and I want to congratulate you on your 65th birthday. You've been more than a friend to us. To me, you've been a father figure, a mentor, an example, a Paul to a Timothy. You're a blessing not only to the IE and all of Southern California, but way beyond. Pastor Jim, I'll follow you like you follow Christ. Congratulations. God bless. Sandy and I would like to say happy birthday to you like this.
Isn't that cool? And there's so many others that wanted to be here and send their love and send their appreciation. And some of them are sending cards and that sort of a thing. So too many to talk about right now. We've got some, though, that are here live, and we just wanted to give them. Now, the only problem is we got a lot of preachers on stage right now and only one microphone and not a lot of time. So I'm just going to ask just a quick, brief statement. I'm going to hold the mic because I know that if I let it go, it's gone. So anyways, real quick, I'm just going to come to our beloved Pastor Ken and Eve Spicer.
You know, the Bible says that even though you might have 10,000 instructors, you don't have many fathers. And I'm so grateful for the example that our father has given us and our dad in the ministry. And I just want to read a verse out of 1 Samuel 2:35. It says, God says, "Then I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever." Pastor, we love you, and we're glad to be children of this house.
Can you say anything?
Happy birthday, Dad.
All right. I'll come back to Dr. Barron. Wonderful Pastor Eddie and Donna.
Happy birthday, Pastor Jim. You've been my pastor for, gosh, I think it's been over 30 years now. And I'm glad to see that Carrie and Willie have taken our place in following you everywhere. But we love you. You're amazing. And thank you for being our papa.
Pastor Jim, I mean, what can you say?
Nothing, I guess.
For 27 years, you've been my pastor. And you'll always be my pastor. I've only had one pastor. And if I could be just a tenth of the pastor that you have been to me, to the congregation that God has entrusted in me, I'm going to be an amazing pastor. We love you.
Evangelist Jerry Musgrove.
Yes, Pastor Jim, there's two things I want to say, but I'm going to read this verse first out of 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. Says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking to show himself faithful to those whose heart is loyal towards him." You have a loyal heart. Everyone sees that. You're bold. You're confident. And I think everybody knows there's one thing you can tell. He always say, "I don't give a flip about that." And you can say that when you have a loyal heart. And you can say it with sincerity. And sometimes people may not take it the right way, but if they understand your heart, that you have a loyal heart towards God. And the second thing is because you have an excellent spirit. And I thank God for that. And you demonstrate that all the time. You demonstrated it during the pastor's conference to do what you did. Thank you for your excellent spirit. Thank you for your friendship and your love and support. God bless you.
Dr. Josh and Linda Beckley from Ecclesia.
Well, I guess I'm the newest acquaintance to you, Jim. I've heard about you for a long time, gotten to know you over the last few months. And one of the things I was really blessed by was the pastor's conference. And the thing that blessed me the most is that as we as pastors labor in this community and look for resources and help, you open the doors of this church, you open the resources of your ministry. And it's kind of like being in a desert getting a cool breeze. And thank you so much for breathing upon us life.
I just want to add my birthday wishes as well and look forward to getting to know you and Pastor Deborah a lot better.
Come back to Pastor Diego in a moment. Keith and Heidi Hershey from Mutual Faith Ministries.
Go ahead, Heidi.
I'd just like to say, in all our travels, Pastor Jim, we've never met anyone like you. And I mean that in the best way. We think you're wonderful. We look up to you. We love you. Happy birthday.
Absolutely. I just want you to know that God loves you completely, and he's favored you abundantly. And what has flowed from your heart has not only impacted the Inland Empire, because the Inland Empire shall be saved, but it's impacted the whole wide world. Thank you for believing in so many people around the world and letting your heart be expressed through them. We love you guys very much. God bless you.
Pastor John and Cindy Nichols.
All right. Pastor Jim, you've been our pastor for around 20 years, I believe. I think The Rock started about 21 years ago, and 22 years ago. So 21 years you've been our pastor, and the scripture comes to me is Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 6, which talks about how who can find a good man? It says, everyone can proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? And I just want to let you know that you're a good man and a faithful man. And I'm just proud to have you as being my pastor for 21 years. Great man to follow, great example to follow. And thank you. Thank you so much, and happy 65th birthday.
I just want to say happy birthday. 22 years ago, you opened your doors to us, and we love you and appreciate you so much. Happy birthday.
Dr. Tom Slayton.
Pastor Jim, I want to thank you for being faithful to God all of these years. We go back now probably 30 years when we were both young and scrapping, but I want you to know I beat you to 65. But listen, it's a wonderful age. We learn at this point. We don't back up. We don't give up. We never quit. And we leave our birthdays from here on behind us. God bless you, my brother.
And Pastor Tom and Pastor Heather Flores of the Rock Church South Riverside.
Amen. Well, I just wanted to say in Jeremiah 23, it says, "But I will gather a remnant of my flock out of the countries where I have driven them and bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Nor shall there be any lacking, says the Lord." 14 years ago, I came in here. 14 years ago, I came in here and I was lost. I was dismayed. But you were a father to me. And I'm not here to, and you sent me out to South Riverside, and I'm there to make Jesus proud. But I'm also there to make my father proud.
We just want to say happy birthday, and we love you so much, and thank you so much for not only hearing the call, but answering the call, because I know our family will never be the same, and our family is just one of thousands and thousands. You know, Jesus did the work, but it takes a faithful man to love the people and deliver the word and help see our lives changed. And that's what's happened to us since we've been at The Rock, and we just are so grateful. We're so grateful, and we love you so much. So happy birthday. I know the best years are to come, Pastor Jim.
Amen. I'm going to ask everybody except Dr. Barron and Pastor Diego, go ahead and have a seat. And we've asked Dr. Barron and Pastor Diego if they would come and just share a little bit more from their hearts and just about honor and about the Father. And so should we flip a coin? Pastor Diego? All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, first of all, you know, about 14 years ago, I met Pastor Jim, and I met him at a dinner of a friend, and you know, I was a hurt pastor, I was a hurt Christian, the body of Christ kind of roughed me up a little bit, and I wanted someone to be my friend, I wanted someone to be my hero, I wanted someone to be my father, and you know, God knows what we need, and He cares. And He brought Pastor Jim into my life. And I didn't know how to do much. I think I had a lot of potential, but I was a little rough around the edges. And as his big shadow of a tall man that he was, as I stood under this big oak tree, he was so full of ripe fruit, they would fall, and all I had to do was eat them and learn at his feet. And Abundant Living Family Church is, obviously, we know because of Jesus, and we're grateful. But the number one human being that our church is eternally grateful for is this man called Jim Cobray. Paul told Timothy, the things that you have heard and the things that you have learned from me, you're responsible to teach other men. And I don't think there's a human being outside of Jesus that I have learned so much from than him. And, you know, for one thing, I'm really irate and upset over every time he says, I only have a fifth grade education. I just get so mad when he says that. Because I'm thinking, if he did what he did with a fifth grade education, there's no hope for none of us. And the second thing gets me really mad is when he uses I'm a grandpa card and he says I'm an old man. And he is so young in the Lord, it's unbelievable. I have learned so many things from him. I've learned how to copy from him. And mean whatever Rock Church does, then I just copy it. But I want Abundant Living to think I'm really smart and I came up with it. So I don't even know what you call your personal trainers. We call ours SPTs. We call our spiritual personal coaches. So I've learned how to copy from him. So I didn't even know what your name is. I think we invented SPC, spiritual personal coaches. And so I've learned how to copy at the feet. When we came to relationships, our church, I thank God for it. I mean, no disrespect. It's just our heart talking. We were a church of 500 people. And he taught me how to do an aggressive altar call. And that revolutionized our church that grew to the thousands, learning to copy him. We didn't own no property. We just rented this little business park. And I came to him and I said, you know what? We have an opportunity to buy it. He said, you need to buy it. And we bought it. Then I said, you know what? There's some land. Should we? He said, buy it. I said, should we build? He said, build. I've learned how to copy from him so much. It's unbelievable how my life has been touched. I've learned how to be imperfect, not be perfect. Meaning because he's so transparent and so humble. To just say I'm a vessel of God. And so I don't have to be the greatest expositor of scriptures. I don't have to be the greatest revelatorial. See, I can't even pronounce that of something. God could just use me as I am. And I've learned that from him. I've learned how to cuss because of Jim Colbright. I was a saved man and pride myself on giving that language up. But the more I hang around him, I learn more new words. But the kind of cussing I'm talking about is cussing at the devil. Because he has been a father to me. He's been a friend to me. He's walked me through ministry. He's told me how to be a man of courage. He's taught me how to be a man of integrity. He's taught me how to make the tough calls and stand up and be a pastor now. And make the tough call now, Diego. But one of the greatest things I could say in closing, he's taught me how to cuss at the enemy. And a little less than 2.5 years ago, that's how long it's been and how short it's been. When I drove out of the Kaiser Riverside Hospital and was given my diagnosis and told how long that they said I would live, there's only one person that I had to call before I left that parking lot and talked to him all the way to my house. As I wept and I cried and I heard Deborah behind him in that phone, he told me, "We're going to beat this, Diego. God is good. By his stripes you're healed. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. And you have purpose. And you have destiny. And you have a calling. And so we don't give a flip what the devil says. And we're going to defeat him in the name of Jesus." Something rose up in me that for one moment was defeated. And that's the kind of people that we need in our lives, because we aren't perfect Christian. And sometimes we're going to get discouraged, and sometimes we're going to fall, and sometimes we're not going to have a good day. But if we surround ourselves with people that can encourage us and speak into our lives and tell all of us that are egos, that we can be healed under the grace of God, under the shadow of the Almighty, and that one day we are going to sprout our wings again, and one day we are going to soar, and one day we're going to go further than we've ever gone before. I want you to know that's what this man has meant to my life and the life of Abundant Living Family Church, to all of us, and to the world. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan.
Wow. You know, all of us have given and said many wonderful things. And the Bible says that one day we'll be around the throne of God. And, you know, we are kings and priests unto the Lord. But the Bible says that at that time, we're going to take the crowns. And we're going to cast the crowns at the feet of Jesus. And the person who actually likes tonight the least is Pastor Jim Colbright. Because he won't let a single word that's spoken tonight stay in on his own ego. At the end of the day, he'll throw it all at the feet of Jesus. And he'll give Jesus all the credit for everything that God has done in him. And Pastor Jim and I are best friends. And what I want to just close out by sharing is the qualities of Christ that he's allowed God to work in him, which I believe are the qualities that have affected all of us and that we can learn from. To me, the teachable moment here is the characteristics of Jesus that I want to just touch on that we all have seen in Pastor Jim. About 20 years ago, I had the similar experience to Pastor Diego, one of the lowest points of my life when I lost a job, had a family with a young child on the way and one little girl, and Lisa and I were at Fuller Seminary. The moment I heard the news, I made one call and was to Pastor Jim. We just had become friends at that time. And what he has shown me over these 20 years has been unwavering commitment. Unwavering commitment. When I had to go to the mission field in Nigeria and had to do a trip over there to go and see if we were going to be missionaries in Africa, we all know how much Pastor Jim loves the mission field. But he was so committed to the friendship and the relationship and to God. And I believe that what he's demonstrated in that unwavering commitment over all those years is the same commitment that he's committed to you as a church. And he has emulated the heart of Christ to you, that Christ is committed to you no matter what. No matter what happens, what you go through, God is committed to you. And he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And Pastor Jim has emulated that quality to all of us. Even more so, the thing that has drawn my heart so strongly to Pastor Jim is an amazing obedience to God. And he went to Africa because God said, go to Africa. We've all watched him here give 5 altar calls. When the inside of him screaming and saying, you know, everybody's going to leave the church. Who gives 5 altar calls? But because the Holy Spirit said, give one more, he was obedient. And if that quality, if we can catch something of that, it's in a quality of Christ that has come through Pastor Jim. If we can even catch a fraction of it, we'll be better people, all of us. Pastor Jim has shown me the quality of Christ, of a generous heart. A heart that's not just generous to, you know, give a few dollars to somebody, but, you know, God gave him a boat worth $167,000. He'd never had a boat before, and he didn't have it more than 2 or 3 months when a missionary came and shared about the orphanages in Uganda. And Pastor Jim stood up in the service and said, this church will give $250,000. And I knew the finances of the church at that time. Let me tell you, we didn't have $250,000 to give. And then he stood up and said, my boat will be sold and will be the first fruits of that offering. The generous heart of Christ, that God is not small-minded towards any of us. The generosity of God is so huge to us. And when you walk into this church, you walk into this place, the generosity of God comes forth in everything that we touch. It comes forth in the pores of this church. As they feed the poor out there, as they give to every convalescent home, to the backpacks, to the kids, the generosity of Christ is what flows through this church out to the world. It's the quality of Christ that God, that Pastor Jim has allowed to God to work into his life. The truth, Pastor Jim. I love the billboards that used to go up here that you had on the freeways around here, and it had a bull with a little, you know, the symbol through the middle of it. No bull, only the truth here at the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. When you come to church here, you may get a little bit of cussing, but you're always going to get the truth. Amen? And Pastor Jim will never play games with you. He'll always tell it like it is. And sometimes you'll walk out of here on Sunday morning and you'll feel like you had your good spanking for your week. You all know what I'm talking about. But isn't it refreshing that somebody can tell you the way it is? And it may not come out polished and it may not come out, you know, with eloquent words, but you know it will cut to the heart of your soul. And it will divide between soul and spirit, and it will convict you, and you will know that you have heard from heaven. And it may not be easy to digest, but you know what? The truth will set you free. Thank you, Pastor Jim, for telling us the truth. But lastly, the number one quality that I believe has impacted my life has been, Pastor Jim, your passion for souls. Because you exude the love of Christ for a dying world. And the Inland Empire shall be saved is not just a slogan. It's not just a clever statement. It is the heart cry of heaven. And it's the heart cry of God. And every single time we come into this place, we're challenged not just with an altar call, but we're challenged with the heart of Christ speaking through our shepherd, speaking into our hearts a love for unsaved people, a desire that every soul has a right to get saved and every soul has a right to hear the truth. And to me, that quality of God is something that fills this place. And these altars, these wells of salvation, as people come forward with their tattoos and everything, and you watch them come forward, never lose the miracle of what you're seeing. The greatest miracle is not a blind eye open. It's not a cripple getting healed. It's a sinner repenting and giving their heart to Jesus Christ. Unwavering commitment, radical obedience to the voice of God, a massive generosity and a generous heart that exudes truth that emanates forth and convicts and speaks into our lives, and a passion for the lost. I believe these are the qualities of God that cause us tonight to celebrate and to thank God for the gift and the calling of Pastor Jim Cobray, a friend, a man of God, and our pastor. We bless you and we thank you for allowing Christ to use you to show us his heart. God bless you.
Well, let's praise the Lord. If you got something from God tonight, give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.